conflict continues in Aleppo. Even so, pastors remain in the area to do what they can. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. So here's the question. Who brings hope to the hope bringers? In just a moment, we'll share a practical way that you can uplift pastors in Syria. And it's unlikely that disagreements about the election results in the U.S. will go away soon. So how can college students respond in love? We'll get to that in just a moment. But first, airstrikes began pummeling the Syrian city of Aleppo yesterday after a shaky hiatus lasted several weeks since mid-October. Now, the United Nations has given out its last rations in the city, and civilians have started raiding warehouses for food. Tom Doyle is author of Killing Christians and with E3 Partners, and he says it's extremely difficult for Syrians to feel hopeful, even for Christians. And because of this, E3 Partners started an online letter-writing campaign to Syrian pastors. And you can help.
We just wanted to encourage them that the body of Christ stands with them and that we're honored to know them and blessed to be a part of the body of Christ where leaders like that are willing to stand for Jesus, willing to suffer and die for him.
The link for E3 Partners online letter form is at our website. It's missionnews.org. Not sure what to say in a letter to a Syrian pastor? Doyle has a few ideas.
At times they feel somewhat down because it's overwhelming, the evil that's all around them. So listeners could just fire them up, send them a heavy dose of encouragement, share from Scripture, that'd be most important. Tell them that they love them. Tell them what you're praying for them and their family.
E3 Partners is accepting online letter submissions until Christmas. But since they have to be translated, the sooner you write, the better. And then pray for the Syrian pastor who gets your letter to feel Christ's encouragement. And our next story reminds us that Syria's conflict has touched an entire region. Lebanon houses over 1 million Syrian refugees. Dale Dielman of Tent Schools International says they've been educating child refugees to fight a longer-term problem.
I really think that, you know, planting those seeds of hope and a future, a career even, in the minds of these students is really what keeps them going. They need to know that their life does not end in a refugee camp, but that there is a future beyond the camp. Even if they are sent back to Syria at some point or go to another host country, we want them to carry that hope with them.
Some fear that Lebanon's new president will put action behind anti-refugee sentiment and force them to leave. Dielman says either way, their goal won't change.
What if every child in the United States of America, from sixth grade down to preschool, was not in school and had not been in school for the last 6 years? What would that do to our country? What would that do to our country's future? This is the case in countries like Syria.
It's important to remember refugees not as a political problem, but as human beings loved by Jesus. And it's been a week since Donald Trump was named the president-elect in the U.S., but what's the reaction on college campuses? Greg Howe with InterVarsity Christian Fellowship says,
I think what you're seeing on college and university campuses really reflects what you're seeing around the country. So there's certainly a group of people who are, if not overjoyed, at least hopeful. They recognize the moral complexity and represented by President-elect Trump.
Howe also says there's an equal, if not larger, people group who are concerned about Trump's coming presidency. And it's in this hard spot where the ministry is reaching out to students on both sides.
I think similarly, we take students who voted for the president-elect and who are hopeful and help them listen to some of the voices of pain, confusion, anger in their larger community of the body of Christ so that they're tempering their response based on those things. And then I think ultimately what I hope we're doing with students is challenging them to go both into Scripture to identify what are some of the key passages and themes that we need to think about. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? What does it mean to advocate and care for one another?
Thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listeners supported by people just like you. So join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or you can podcast us on TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.